Shalom, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to the Shmiras HaLashon program, part 2 of 120. The Chafetz Chaim in session 1 described what motivated him to spend such efforts on behalf of Sefer Chafetz Chaim and the topic of Shmiras HaLashon. He described how we desperately daven to return to Eretz Yisrael and to be restored to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Shmiras HaLashon is a critical observance where the lack of it stands in the way of that relationship. Once again, in this paragraph, the Chafetz Chaim emphasizes that Chet HaLashon is Sibas Galusenu. The sin of improper use of one's speech was the reason for our galus, and kol kama shelo nira lesakin ze hachet, echtucha lihiyos geula. As long as we don't fix this thing of sinas chinam and lashon hara that caused the galus, how can we reasonably expect that the geula, the redemption, will occur? The Chafetz Chaim continues in this session and describes other sources as to what motivated him and what should motivate us to focus on observing this mitzvah. He mentions, for example, the Meraglim, the spies, Parsha Shalach, where Chazal tell us that they cried a Bechiya Shel Chinam, a crying for nothing. Hashem was trying to bestow upon them the greatest of gifts, Eretz Yisrael, and the Meraglim came back interpreting everything in a way that it became a bad report. They saw people dying in Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem was doing that to distract the locals from noticing the spies, but they interpreted it that lots of people are dying. They saw the enormous blessing of the fruit, and they interpreted it that the people who live there are unusually strong and would put up such a fight that they would not be able to conquer the land, even though such was promised by Hashem through Moshe to them, that they would be able to conquer the land. And they're interpreting everything the way they see fit, and they cry for nothing. So Chazal say that night was the night of Tisha B'Av, was designated as a night of crying for good reason, because they would be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael eventually on that night. Essentially, it was an Avera of Lashon Hara. Also, Chafetz Chaim mentions, a Maimer Chazal from the Medrash, Ayidesha Yolashon Hara Beinechem Silakti Shechinam Mi Beinechem, because there was Lashon Hara among you, I removed myself from you. And the restoration of the Shekhinah, Hashem's divine presence, will be Vayihi Bishurun Melech Bis'asef Roshei Om Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, when the heads and the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael will unite. V'lo Agudos Agudos, and not when they're cliques, and everybody asks, if you're like me or you're not like me, if I'm willing to respect you. Instead, there should be a concept of Hashem above us, and all that matters is whether a person is an Oved Hashem. Finally, the Chafetz Chaim mentions that there is a specific curse listed in the Torah in Chumash Devarim, Orer Makeh Re'ehu Basaser. Cursed is the person who hurts, who strikes his fellow in a hidden way, and that's referring to Lashon Hara. And essentially, a person can have many, many mitzvahs, but if the Torah specifically curses him for his behavior, that destroys so many zechusim because of Lashon Hara, because of this behavior that the Torah abhors. On the topic of the Meraglim, the spies who came back with their own report, this topic will be elaborated on in the halachas tremendously, but I believe that the Chafetz Chaim's emphasis on that story bears observation, and it's very noteworthy. because it is something that comes up in halacha very clearly, that we have to make sure to say the facts and not give interpretations. For example, over there, Kalev disagreed with them simply by reframing the same information. The Meraglim say that there are such dangerous people living there, and we can't conquer. And Kalev's perspective essentially is, this is going to be the greatest Yeshua's Hashem since Kriyas Yamsuf. Such mighty nations, and Hashem is going to put them in our hands. How great is Hashem? And they interpreted it in one way, and the correct interpretation was totally different, and Lashon Hara sometimes is merely a level of interpretation. In practical halacha, it comes up as well. A person sees that someone, for example, is late. So someone calls up about a shidduch, and they give a whole interpretation. Because he's late, so they say he's callous, he's insensitive to people. It could very well be either that he's late because of cultural things. Some people start what we jokingly call Jewish time an hour and a half late, and he doesn't mean anything ill against anyone. It could be as a different perspective on time. It could be as a time management problem. We're only allowed to say the facts without taking a position. And then those facts have to be appreciated in a proper way. And if it's a good person, then we'll see there's a dan lekaf schus. How much more so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering us Eretz Yisrael and promising us everything good, had they stuck to the facts without their interpretation, without the word efes but, negating all the good, then they would have realized that Hashem is for their best. We could be dan Hashem lekaf schus by saying gamzu letova and appreciating Hashem's blessing in our lives. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.